Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. The Root is on fire. It's going to be another interesting show. Lots of great stuff going on. I tried to tell everyone, how many times did I say on this show that without Donald Trump as president, the liberals would be so sorry. The liberal media would have nobody to talk about, nothing to talk about, nothing to make fun of, nobody to kick them when they're on the ground anymore. And sure enough, all the ratings are out. And everybody's been destroyed. I just got off a TV interview moments ago with OAN, One American News Network, where I was talking about this very topic, how the media is so hated, no one can believe a word they say anymore. And so we all believe they rig, they lie, they steal. Everything is rigged. So nobody's watching the media. And, of course, all the latest ratings are out, and they're all falling through the floor. And it's not just conservative media, it's the Wall Street Journal. I mentioned on the OAN interview that as a kid growing up, I was a poor son of a butcher. And I met a multimillionaire businessman, and he said, kid, if there's one thing in life I could teach you right now, it'll change your life. Always read the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. It represents conservatism and capitalism. And so my entire life from college on, I read the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, and now I never read it anymore. You know why? It's always wrong now. It used to be they were on the side of everything involving capitalism, conservatism, Republican Party. And during the 4 years of Trump, it was just one big attack on Trump and one big defense of big business and global corporations and a hatred for small business. And so as far as I'm concerned, F you, Wall Street Journal, too. It's all a joke. These guys are all so corrupt. They're all owned by the deep state, the D.C. swamp, the Chinese Communist Party, and the rhinos. And they've got nothing to do with conservatism, nothing. Some big news stories. Race relations between black and white Americans hit 20-year lows. No surprise. I'm just surprised it's not the lowest it's been since the Civil War. It's when you look around at Black Lives Matter and their hatred for white people and white policemen, and you look around at the black national anthem now being played in front of NFL games, and you realize the racism is on one side. I don't know any white people. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I don't know one white person who sits around saying terrible things about blacks, who uses the N-word, who says, let's have a white national anthem, who says, let's have White Lives Matter. The prejudice, who wants a white Miss America pageant, the prejudice is all on the other side. And it's not just on the black side, it's on the white liberal side. They're the ones who enable all this, white liberals. But race relations between black and white Americans hits a 20-year low, and I can tell you why. Because the more you mention Black Lives Matter, and the more you mention things like black national anthem in front of football games, the more angry white America is getting and the white middle class is getting. And we've had it right up to here. I've had it with this bull spit. It's just terrible. So the racism is one-way racism. It's all coming from them. It's coming from the Democrat Party that hates white people, hates themselves when they're white liberal Democrats. It's just disgusting. And I can't believe it's allowed. I can't believe anybody doesn't stand up and say, what the F are you doing? There can't be a black national anthem. Hey, I want a Jewish national anthem. Where's the Asian national anthem? Where's the white national anthem? Where's the Christian national anthem? Where's the Swedish national anthem for the Swedish Americans? And the Italian national anthem for Italian Americans? And the Irish national anthem and the Polish national anthem? Let's just have a 3-hour pregame before the game, with nothing but national anthems. And if you don't want that, which no sane person would want, then how can you ask or stand for one national anthem just for black people? That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life. All right, moving on to a topic near and dear to my heart, election fraud. I know the election was stolen. I know we're going to prove the election was stolen. I know that Trump is the rightful president of the United States. I know that Joe Biden is not the president of the United States. Mike Lindell offers a $5 million reward to any cyber expert who can prove his voter fraud data is invalid. MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell announced on Wednesday he was offering $5 million to any cyber guys who could prove the election data he'll present at his upcoming cyber symposium is not valid. See, that's putting your money where your mouth is. I'll give you $5 million if you could prove that the voter fraud data we've got, which proves the election was stolen from Trump, I'll give you $5 million if you're a data expert and you could prove it was stolen. Compare that to liberals who say, oh, the election wasn't stolen. Okay, then let's do a forensic audit. No, 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 never. You can't. It's illegal. I won't let you. We're going to court. Can't have it. We'll stand in front with our arms locked. We'll bring our guns and shoot you. Come on, guys. If they don't want forensic audits that badly, it's because they know they stole the election. But the guy who you're calling crazy, Mike Lindell, who has, you know, what he thinks is rock-solid proof that the election was absolutely stolen and manipulated and votes switched and voting machines are fraudulent, that guy is willing to put his money where his mouth is. No liberal is. Why aren't liberals responding with, sure, I'll give you $5 million if a single forensic audit proves that Arizona was stolen or Georgia was stolen or Pennsylvania was stolen? Do you notice not one billionaire liberal is willing to give money to prove the election wasn't stolen? They just don't want you to know. They don't want an investigation. You know what's really sad? Last night I was at the Republican Party GOP Clark County event, and I got emails from so many of you that were not let in. They were stopping people from coming in. They had the police there. They had SWAT teams there. There were all kinds of people making threats against each other. You know, I don't know who's right or wrong. I know you're killing yourselves. I know the Republican Party is killing itself in Nevada. If this is going on in any other state, then we're dead as a party. But I don't think it is. I think the dysfunctional Nevada Republican Party is the biggest mess I've ever seen in my life. Meanwhile, the election is stolen, and the country's being stolen, and there's a communist takeover of America, and they hate white people, and they want to ruin your life because you're white, male, straight, and Republican. And the only people that are supposed to be on our side, the Republican Party, is the most dysfunctional mess I've ever seen in my entire life. Disaster. Disaster. Both sides, they're all bad. I'm not telling you who's right, who's wrong. There were all kinds of warring factions at the Clark County Republican event last night. I literally walked out. I literally showed up for a few minutes, and I just left. And when I walked outside, I was incredulous because there were like 25 police cars with their lights on and cops everywhere and armed security guards everywhere because so many death threats have been made against the Clark County leadership, Republican leadership, by other Republicans. And I understand after I left, the fireworks got much worse and SWAT was called in and all kinds of people made threats against all kinds of people. And you know what I say? Shame on all of you. I'm not taking any sides. You're both incompetent putzes. The leadership of the state Republican Party in Nevada is a dysfunctional, lying, fraudulent mess. And the leadership of the Clark County Republican Party is a lying, fraudulent mess. They're both no good. They're the worst communicators I've ever seen. It's a gigantic cluster puck. And nobody watching it thinks, oh, you're bad and you're good. They just think all of us are bad. All Republicans must be idiots. What I just saw last night, what I witnessed, was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And both sides are guilty, maybe one side more than the other, but it doesn't matter. Nobody notices that. All they notice is to hold a Republican meeting, you have to have like 100 policemen there, on-duty and off-duty security cops, on-premises, to guard the Republicans from killing the Republicans. Can you imagine? You know what I would sum up about the Republican Party in Nevada? We've got real power and real energy and real passion, and it's all about uniting around one principle, our hatred for each other. I've never seen a group of people that hate each other like the Nevada Republican Party and the Nevada Republican Party and the Nevada Republican Party and their warring factions. And it's an embarrassment. And maybe I'm wrong from the standpoint that if I went to a Democrat meeting, I would see the exact same thing. But I got to tell you, I think it's a Nevada issue. I think it's a dysfunctional state. I think Las Vegas is a dysfunctional city. I think the people, you know, lots of nice people. I've met many nice people. But there's a lot of dysfunctional people here and a lot of drug addicts and alcoholics. And you know what drug alcoholism and drug addiction is about? A hole in your soul. And I just think the people I witnessed last night, a lot of them have a hole in their soul. They're liars. They're frauds. They're egomaniacs. And they're not out to save America and undo a stolen election and save America from a communist takeover. They're out to take over their own local party. That's more important for their egos. I've never seen such a disgusting, dysfunctional mess in my entire life, and everyone involved should hide in shame and resign immediately. The head of the Nevada State Republican Party should resign, and the head of the local Clark County should resign. All of you should be ashamed of yourselves, because what's going on around us is literally a communist takeover of America, and what's going on in Nevada is they're about to mask you up again, and after that, they're going to lock us down again, all part of a communist, Marxist, socialist plot to destroy every businessman and woman in this state. And the best you could do is fight with each other all day long. And just the hijinks involved and the threats involved and the brutality and intimidation involved is why the police had to be called and why the police were there to guard in the first place. And then the SWAT team was called out because of the threats and the verbal altercations that were going to lead to physical, a lot of people felt, if the police didn't arrive with reinforcements. This is the Clark County Republican Party event with the state chairman present in the middle of all the fighting. All of you are frauds. All of you are dysfunctional losers. I've never seen anything like it in my life. All of you should leave now. You're ruining our state. You're destroying the Republican Party, and you're killing our image. Go home, lock the door, and never come out again. Hi, this is Wade Allyroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You could see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire, Sons of Liberty. CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day. But I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause serious aches and pains, especially today, by the way. I've got a home gym, and I've got a portable air conditioner, because the home gym is the third-car garage converted to my gym. And it's a beautiful gym, but it's got no central air conditioning for the house. It's the garage. So I've got a portable air conditioner in there, and somehow it broke, and it's like 120 degrees. Show you my dedication. I worked out 60 minutes today in like 110 degrees, certainly 110 degrees inside that garage gym. And I did it because, you know, to not work out is to give up. I call it failure. I call it you're giving up on yourself. I don't ever give up. So I'll get the air conditioner fixed in the next day or two, hopefully by Friday. And in the meantime, I'll still work out if it's 110 degrees in there. So, you know, look, I spoke to Jay Schrader, my buddy, who's a Super Bowl champion, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD, which is sold at sonsoflibertycbd.com. And it'll heal your body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. It's the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. fact. It's real. It's mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com, because I always get you great deals, is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15, W-A-R-15. For Wayne Allyn Root 15, you tell them you're a fan of Wayne Root, use the code WAR15, and you get up to 25% off from the veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just use WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So, again, the country is coming unglued. You heard my commentary about the Clark County Republican Party in the state, Nevada State Republican Party, just dysfunctional, dishonest messes. And they've run everybody out of their parties, and it's just it's an aberration. It's an embarrassment. And I keep saying, look around you. Look what's happening to our city. Look what's happening to our country. Vegas, by the way, even though the tourists are back, is a freaking mess. The crime on the Strip is a nightmare. It's nightmare on Elm, except it's nightmare on Strip. And then the people on the Strip are the most low-class lowlives I've ever seen in my 20 years of living in Vegas and my 40 years of coming to Vegas. I've never seen a crowd so low-class. Everyone looks like a murderer and a robber and a rapist. And how about the crime around town? The burglaries and the car break-ins everywhere in the nicest neighborhoods. We are being overrun. Do you hear me, Sheriff Lombardo, who wants to be governor? Our city is overrun by criminals, punks, thugs, lowlifes, and losers. And funny enough, a lot of people have always thought that way about Vegas. No, it's always been a relatively safe city compared to big cities and inner cities around the country. You know, compared to Baltimore, Detroit, East St. Louis, what comes to mind, Chicago. Vegas has always been relatively safe. It's like a war zone now. And I'm just talking about the Strip is dangerous, the muggings and the robberies. I'm talking about the burglaries and the car break-ins. I'm not even mentioning the homicides. I think I just read the numbers up 120% over last year. Can you imagine? The sheriff who oversees all this is running for governor. Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. If you beat that, if you say, oh my gosh, we're doing great compared to the rest of the country, then you run for governor. But I see it as a dramatic failure. The city is a mess. I don't feel safe anywhere. I got my gun with me wherever I go. I have a CCW and I'm carrying. This city is unsafe. And if it keeps up, I and everyone else are going to leave. People are going to leave in droves. But now let's compare it to what's going on in the rest of the country. Shoplifters hit Los Angeles area TJ Maxx, casually leave the store carrying a heap of stolen goods. Cities across California reporting massive increase in shoplifting crimes because they let them right out. It's a revolving door. And Vegas, I haven't seen that level of theft yet, but I'm sure it's happening. They're just keeping it quiet. I know it happened in a restaurant in Las Vegas. I know a friend of mine said 50 thugs walked into his restaurant near closing time, and they ordered all the best champagne and all the best wine and all the best steaks, and they came up with a bill in the thousands and thousands of dollars. I think it was over $20,000, and then they just walked out, and we said, what are you doing? You're not going to call the police. They said, if you call the police, it's racism, and they walked out and didn't pay their bill. Happening everywhere.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal still under negotiation, but lawmakers said they expected to close in on a final agreement by early next week. Republicans saying they could not advance a plan that's still being negotiated. Elsewhere in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democratic majority is pushing for legislation to reform the American immigration system after a Texas federal judge declares the DACA program unlawful.
When I heard that court decision on DACA, that vicious, brutal court decision on DACA, I was furious. I was frustrated. Another slap in the face to my 26,000 DACA recipients in New York and the 600,000 nationwide.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, some very quick headlines. The Biden administration promotes radical group pushing critical race theory in schools. Aren't they wonderful? Rand Paul. And Victoria's Secret capitulates, will bring back its fashion show in a way that's culturally relevant. Therefore, I got to assume that the models, instead of being gorgeous, waist-thin with large breasts that make every man and every woman go, wow, how beautiful. Now they're going to be a combination of fat people, misfits, and, of course, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transsexuals, everything under the rainbow flag. That'll make nobody buy. They're appealing to 4% of the population. Real smart. Just committed business suicide, Victoria's Secret. Sponsor of this segment of the show, the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. I just tell it like it is. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And I just don't worry about who's offended. Now 7 days a week with the all-important Weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and patriots and deplorables and Christians and anyone who loves America. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, we've got our guest on, one of my favorites, actually, Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. I think is probably the best pollster in the United States of America, and I really appreciate it. And by the way, I'm calling a guy from Britain the best pollster in America, which shows you how low America has dropped. We can't even find a good one in America. We only got a Brit. Hey, Patrick, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm great. Wayne, guilty as charged, and a belated happy birthday to you, sir.
Hey, thank you. So we got to go all the way to the United Kingdom to find a good pollster in America. I don't get it, but that's okay. The director of the Democracy Institute, which has put out such good stuff. So you put out a poll that was conducted July 14th to 16th of 1,500 likely American voters. Actually, a bunch of polls and a bunch of interesting topics. Let's start with the generic congressional ballot for the 2020 midterms. What did you find, Patrick Basham?
We found a dead heat. It's 42% Republican, 41.5% Democrat. That's a half a percent lead for the Republicans, basically a wash. But you got to remember, in 2018, the Democrats beat the Republicans by 8% in the House elections. And that's why I think the Republicans, as of right now, are looking at a very good November 2022.
And there's a massive enthusiasm gap with the Republicans, correct?
There is, absolutely. The Republicans have a 13% gap advantage in enthusiasm. The listeners may think, well, that sounds okay, but, I mean, does that really mean much? It means a lot. Elections are decided in the midterms by turnout, and turnout is driven by intensity and enthusiasm. And disaffected, apathetic voters stay home. Enthusiastic voters go out and vote, and that's a huge win at the moment for the Republicans. If they can maintain that enthusiasm gap, they will win the House back, and comfortably.
And, of course, it's not just about polling. It's also about historical, because historically, whoever is in power in the White House, they lose badly in the midterms. Look at Obama. Obama was theoretically a very popular president. I don't believe the numbers bear that out, by the way. But theoretically, it's all we ever heard from the liberal media day and night is what a wonderful guy and how popular he was and how beloved he was. And meanwhile, he presided over two of the most massive landslides by the Republican Party in the history of American politics. In the in the midterms in, what was it, 2010 and 2014. Massive Republican waves, sweeps, landslides with Obama as president of the United States. So historically, we're supposed to do, we, the Republican Party, are supposed to do really well in the next midterm, correct?
That is correct. And you have to factor in that there are a number of Democrats, senior Democrats, retiring, creating open seats, which is where you gain your advantage in a midterm election, a congressional election. You've got redistricting, which is favoring the Republicans, seats being added to Republican-leaning or
from the census
state.
Right, from the census, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You've also got, right now, you've got independent voters. We've got them 16, the Republicans ahead by 16 points among independent voters. So all of these things, the main issues, everything at the moment is trending, skewing in the Republicans' favor. Now, are they capable? Is the National Republican Party of America capable of screwing this up? Absolutely. No question about that. But, you know, as it stands today, they are in good shape because the other party is in such bad shape.
Yeah, well, if you happen to have been listening, I don't know if you were sitting listening to my diatribe during the first half hour of the show. I assume you were not sitting through a half hour, but all I can tell you, Patrick, is I was at a Republican Party event last night, and instead of enthusiasm, I found some of the most dysfunctional, lying, fraudulent creeps I've ever found in my life in the leadership of the Nevada Republican Party. You couldn't, you know, let's put it this way. I wouldn't want them to babysit my children. I wouldn't trust them without a camera on. And so I'm just telling you, if the rest of the country is anything like Nevada, we are the most dysfunctional Republican Party I've ever seen in my life. And the one thing that unites us that we all have in common, everybody in the room last night hated each other's guts. Every Republican in Nevada hates every other Republican in Nevada. So I can't imagine that's a Nevada thing. That must be going on all over the country. So don't count your, you know, Republican landslides too quickly, because there's a lot of bad Republican leadership in this country. Really bad. A lot of rhinos. And even on the other side with Trump people, there's a lot of people that are incompetent. I'm just worried that we just always, you know, we never find an opportunity that we don't know how to lose. Somehow, some way, give back a win and turn it into a loss. So that's what I worry about. But I'm glad to hear good numbers. I'm glad your numbers are good at the moment. I see projected national Republican seat gain looks like the Obama year landslide by the GOP. You're saying the projected gain is 40 to 50 seats?
Yeah, right now, absolutely. It's just everything, it's a perfect storm right now, the way it's lining up with issues, the top issues to people. They nearly all skew heavily Republican. The turnout figures, the things we've already talked about.
All right, so let me ask you something. Okay, I get the enthusiasm gap. I get that. Now, listen, I'm on the Republican side, but I just want to ask questions that I think are good questions that my audience would ask. When you say the national voter preference, Republicans are only up by a half point, 42 to 41.5, how does that add up to a 40 to 50 seat landslide?
Because it skews geographically, regionally. So, for example, the Democrats are going to pile up, as they do in a presidential election, going to pile up huge majorities in
California
on the two coasts, you know, et cetera. Republicans are going to win a lot of quote-unquote competitive districts, win a lot of those back. We have to remember that the Democrats, when they did well in 2018, and they held on to some of those in 2020, those are very, very narrow victories in often quite Trump-friendly districts. I think all of those are going to come back, presuming the Republicans don't, you know, shoot themselves in the foot, which, as we've discussed, they're more than capable of.
All right, so let me ask you another very tough question, Patrick. I'm tough on you, and I want to hear your answers. And you always come back with a good answer, so I'm glad. But you were on my show before the election, and you and I both agreed that Trump was on his way to, we thought, a big upset victory. Again, he was a slight underdog, but your polling and my gut instincts said that Trump was going to win in some sort of electoral landslide, and I think he probably did win in an electoral landslide and a popular vote landslide, but they rigged and stole the election. So all the polling doesn't matter. If they're good. What would stop them from rigging and stealing this election other than changes in voter ID laws around the country in those six important battleground states that Trump should have won and I think won, but they claim Democrats won? If you could change the laws about voter ID and voter fraud and ballot harvesting and when you accept ballots after Election Day, way in those six states. I guess we could win a landslide, but if they're rigging an election just like the presidential, won't that screw up your polls?
Well, yeah, if the laws aren't changed back in enough states, in the right states, then it will be very, very hard, because you can't win a rigged game. You can't presume you're going to win a rigged game. The Republicans, if it's under the 2020 rules, they have to win these seats in 2022 beyond the margin of fraud, not just the polling margin of error that guys like I talk about. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. If the rules are skewed, to put it very diplomatically, towards the Democrats, as they were in 2020, it's going to be very hard for the Republicans. I think a lot of progress is being made on voter integrity, on getting these guardrails and safeguards back into the system. If they are back in the right places, the Republicans should do very well. If they're not, it's going to be another long and very frustrating night for Republicans.
Yeah, I just don't trust that they're not rigging every election and stuffing every ballot box they possibly can. So that's what worries me. And it isn't like they just do it during a presidential year, or they can only do it at the top with a president. Because I got to tell you, Patrick, I'm going to ask you now, I'm going to put you on the spot. What did your polls show right before the 2018 midterms? Because I seem to remember that we had a huge enthusiasm win there as well, a big enthusiasm gap, because of they were coming after our judges. Remember the Supreme Court judges, and they treated them so badly and accused them of rape when the guy never did anything wrong. And so it seemed like we had all the momentum going into 18, and still we lost badly in the 18 midterms.
We had, well, the Republicans had certain things going for them for sure, and Trump's campaigning for certain candidates got them over the line, particularly gubernatorial candidates. However, the Democrats did a great job of scaring their own folks on health care and other issues, and they had a sort of a late surge themselves.
Okay.
They put that together with them being the midterms, and it didn't go as well as many Republicans had hoped it would.
All right, and of course Google, I think, kind of helped to rig the process. Google got rid of all positive news for Republicans in 18 and literally filtered it out. Patrick, stay with us through the break, I hope, because there's a lot more I want to discuss in your polls, including the California recall election. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
And I just help.
ultimate amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physician to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by my books. My latest book is called Trump Rules, and it's been out since November, and it's been a number one in 12 categories or so at Amazon.com. It's also found at BarnesandNoble.com. It's found at Target.com. Trump Rules, not a political book. All the great business ideas and principles and habits of President Donald Trump, and it also is a look at how I've used them to gain great success as a small businessman. And you can use those same habits and rules to change your life as well. Trump Rules by Wayne Root. And then my newest book will be out in about a week. I still don't have the final drop date, but sometime in the next week or so, maybe 10 days, it's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allen Root. And it's the priceless list for conservatives and Christians and patriots and 80 million Trump warriors. Yes, I believe there's 80 million of us, not 74 million. To cancel culture and save America. Cancel culture. I got compiled a list of the top 116 companies in America, and I've got you all their contact information to go after them, to hound them, to protest them, to boycott them, and to make it clear to them that you are a conservative, you are a Christian, you are a capitalist, and you love America, and you're never going to buy from them again unless they change their attitude. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Cut book will be out within the next week to 10 days by Wayne Allyn. All right, Patrick Basham is with us, director of the Democracy Institute. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne.
So I see the top five most important issues in your poll of 1,500 likely American voters. It's funny because I think my show is a big hit and people love it and they're addicted to it because you just described the five things that I talk about all day long on my show. Crime, inflation, immigration, woke culture, and race. That's, if you could have described my list of every article I download to talk about in this show, it's crime, inflation, immigration, woke culture, and race. So those are your five most important issues. Those are my five most important issues. It looks like we're honing in on important stuff to Americans.
Absolutely. See, this is why I say that the policy foundation, the 2022 midterms is very encouraging for Republicans, because each five, those are the top five, each one of those favors the Republican. And the only one where it's even close is on race, because you do have, your white liberal Democrats who are very concerned about racial justice, racial equity as they define it. But all of the other issues all skew Republicans, skew conservative positions, skew pro-Trump positions. Those are the issues that the media is belatedly being forced to cover at least somewhat, because those are the issues that are dominating Americans' lives, and they're the front of mind issues. They're the issues that matter to them. And as long as those issues remain the top five over the next year, then the Republicans have very fertile territory on which, you know, they're flag in the midterms.
Yeah, and I know this isn't your poll. I'm trying to see who did this poll. This is Trafalgar Group. They've got a new poll out. I saw the headline. I was going to talk about it before you came on. The overwhelming majority of Americans oppose vaccine mandates. And I bring that up because I saw this new article out. Eric Clapton says he will not play any shows where proof of vaccine is required. Have you done any polling on vaccine mandates?
Yeah, we have. I mean, most people are okay with that. I mean, the Americans are split as to whether they want to have a vaccine themselves or not, which is why you see a fair number haven't had one. But what everyone, almost everyone, three-quarters of the country is opposed to, as the Trafalgar poll shows, is the government forcing you to do it. That's where the rubber hits the road for the American people. All of this bullying and coercing and shaming. That is where the government, the Biden administration, loses a lot of people. And so, perversely, the Republicans have to hope that over the next year, the White House and the Democrats in Congress keep not just pushing this stuff, but mandating this kind of stuff. Because the more they do of that, the more that they will distance themselves, not just from Republican voters, but from their own voters.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think it's a travesty that, the big thing I've been honing in on is the risk and the danger from getting the vaccine versus the benefits. If people, right now, there was an announcement made today by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson that 85% of all the people in Israel who have COVID have been vaccinated. So the CDC is lying to us, Patrick, when they say only unvaccinated Americans are getting COVID. How can it be that 85% in Israel are vaccinated and they've got COVID, but in America it's almost 100% unvaccinated that are getting COVID? Somewhere somebody's lying big time.
Absolutely. I mean, those who are vaccinated can still get COVID or get one of the new variants.
Of course they can.
Arguably, on average, the symptoms won't be as bad, the risk won't be as bad, but you could still get it. I mean, it's just like getting a flu shot. It's far from foolproof. Right?
But they don't want to tell you the truth because they're afraid if you knew the truth that you wouldn't get it. So, I don't mind people getting it. I don't mind the government offering it. I mind lying and covering up the truth, and that's what they're doing because they're afraid that most people will decide not to get it if they told you the truth. That's the problem I've got. We never had time to get to the California recall election. I'll ask Andrew to get you back on the show later this week or early next week just to talk about the California recall election, because I love looking at your stats. Thank you, Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Best stats in the business. Thank you, Patrick.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.